Welcome back to the IoT with .NET Core series. In this video, we're going to learn how to set up our Raspberry Pi so it's ready to run .NET apps. So here I am on the Raspberry Pi's official documentation page. As you can see on my screen right now, we're on the official Raspberry Pi documentation page. We will be following the setting up guide provided by Raspberry Pi to get the Raspbian OS on our Raspberry Pi. So as you follow through these steps, it'll make you set up an SD card and connect some peripherals for the initial setup of Raspbian. I already have an SD card that is ready for installation purposes, and I have already made the connections that we need to get started. So let me move over to my Raspberry Pi, slip in the SD card, and kick off an installation. So I'm going to insert my SD card, grab my micro USB power source, plug it in. And if you can see on our display right now, the initial loading screen has come up. So this is the main install screen. We will select Raspbian as our operating system and hit install. And this just means it's going to format and overwrite anything already on the SD card, which is totally fine because we're doing a fresh setup right now. So as you can see, the installation process has now started. This usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes to completely go through the complete installation process and boot up your Raspbian OS. I already have a Raspberry Pi that is completed this install step, so I'm going to switch over to that and continue with the rest of the setup video. So the installation of Raspbian is complete. I'm going to hit OK, and then this is going to reboot the Raspberry Pi and open up the desktop for Raspbian. So I'm going to give it a couple of seconds because this is the first launch. Awesome, so we're on the Raspberry Pi desktop right now. We're going to do a little bit of configuration before we can start using it. So I'm going to walk through this wizard. So we're going to hit next. I'm going to set up our country, our language, pick the time zone. I'm going to pick Los Angeles. OK, I'm going to hit next. Cool, so it's recommended that you overwrite the default password with something that of your own. So I'm going to set that up right now. This is important because we will use this password later on when we SSH or we have to copy files via ACP onto the Raspberry Pi. And then the display looks fine to me, so I'm going to hit next. And we're going to skip setting up a Wi-Fi network right now because I currently have an Ethernet cable already connected to the Raspberry Pi. But if you want, you can actually even set it up to work with Wi-Fi. And we're going to see if there are any updates. So the setup is complete. Let's quickly restart the Raspberry Pi before we move on to the rest of the configuration. So now that our Raspberry Pi has rebooted, let's go in and do a couple more configurations. So we're going to go into interface. We're going to enable SSH, which will allow us to SSH and transfer files from our laptop to the Raspberry Pi. I am also going to enable the I2C. So this will be useful in our final tutorial when we will learn how to control a temperature sensor from the I2C port. So these are the only two things you need to enable in this right now. So we're going to hit OK. And then let's go in and learn how to SSH into a Raspberry Pi. So the easiest way to do this is to open Terminal. Expand this. The easiest way to do this is to open up Terminal and then type ifconfig. And then this prints out a bunch of different values. Now, depending on the connection type you are on, you can look at the INET address. Currently, I am connected through the Ethernet port, so my address is 10.121.121.36 over here. If you were connected using Wi-Fi, you would use the INET address, which would appear under WLAN 0. So depending on what your connection type is, you can look at the INET address. This is what we will use to SSH into our Raspberry Pi. So let's do that now. I'm going to move back to my laptop. I'm going to open up Terminal. So let's SSH into the Raspberry Pi. So SSH Pi, and I'm going to use the address 121.121.36, and then say yes. And then this will be the same password that we set up in the configuration wizard. And that's it. Looks like I successfully connected to the Raspberry Pi, which is great. One last step we will do in this configuration that will make it easy to follow along with the tutorials is we will now install Docker onto the Raspberry Pi. To do that, I'm going to use this script that will install Docker on the Raspberry Pi. Since I'm already SSH'd into it, I don't need to type this script in the terminal of the Raspberry Pi. I can just do it right here. So this will install Docker on our Raspberry Pi. Once the installation is complete, that completes the configuration of the Raspberry Pi, and it is now ready to run our samples. So in this video, we learned how to set up and configure our Raspberry Pi so it is ready to be used for our .NET samples. Join us in our next video as we will learn about what exactly is IoT and get more understanding on the subject.